This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue with his Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio. As we were mentioned earlier, we've had conference tournaments going on last week. We're getting more conference tournaments in some of the bigger conferences this week. The West Coast Conference Tournament goes on in Las Vegas tonight. Two semifinal games, including two teams ranked in the top 10, Gonzaga and St. Mary's. Let's go to our Progressive guest line. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Connor Letourneau joins us from the San Francisco Chronicle covering the West Coast Conference Tournament. How are you, Connor?
Hey, good. How are you?
Thanks good, for having thank me. You. All right, we were kind of making this fun conversation today about Gonzaga. It must be great to go 26-5. Everybody wants to know what's wrong with you because you're not the number one team in the country like they've had in the past. But nevertheless, can you give us an idea of Gonzaga's season this year? What were some of the things that are different, and what are some of the things that they've taken a little bit of a step back from where they've been nearly at the top of the pack in college basketball?
Yeah, I just think they've been a little bit more inconsistent on both sides of the ball. You know, what was so great about them in those years where they made the national championship was they won every single game that they were supposed to win, it felt like.
Right.
And they were supposed to win almost every game. But, you know, this year they've had a couple bad losses. You know, Loyola Marymount is the first one that kind of comes to mind. You know, that Loyola Marymount ended up being a much better team in the WCC than a lot of people thought. They have wins now over both Gonzaga and St. Mary's. But, you know, that never would have happened in past years. I don't think this team is quite as deep. You know, they're a little bit top heavy. You know, when you look at their rotations and things like that, but, I think that people are almost overplaying how quote unquote down they are. I mean, you know, this is still a really good team that I think has a legitimate chance to win a national championship. And people are acting like this is just like the worst Gonzaga team ever. I mean, that says something about the program though, right? When you're so good that you're almost a victim of your own success.
Yeah, I know. They're still in the top 10, right? I mean, they're still highly ranked in KenPom and everything else. It's just that people go, weren't they number one overall for like 5 years in a row? There's a feeling like they've just always been a team that is on the top. And then when they're not, there's like, what's wrong? But you're right. National championships can come from anywhere, and they certainly can come if you're a top 10 team in the country.
Oh, 100%. I mean, they have one of the best players in the country in Tim and Drew, and they have a real shot. Now, do I think St. Mary's could win the WCC tournament? Do I think St. Mary's might arguably be a better team this year? I do. But,
yeah.
You know, this is a really wide-open year. It could be one of any 10 or 11 teams, and Gonzaga is definitely one of those.
How efficient is St. Mary's? They've got four guys who average double figures. They seem to spread the ball around. What's their style of play, and who are the guys that really make the St. Mary's Gales go?
Yeah, you know, the thing about St. Mary's is they're a team that has had a couple stars over the years that we're all very familiar with, like Patty Mills, Matthew Della Vedova. But generally speaking, they often get it done with these kind of lesser-known guys who've stayed in the program for 3 or 4 years. They have guys who don't play a lot as a freshman, and then come, you know, year 3 or 4, they start to kind of pop. But this year, they have somewhat of an aberration in that they have Ada Mahaney, a local kid out of right down the road from Moraga, out of Camp Window High, who's just really emerged on the national scene and been arguably their best player. He's really formed a nice 1-2 punch for Logan Johnson, another Bay Area guy. You know, obviously St. Mary's is known for their Australia connection, but this year their two best guys are from the Bay Area, which is kind of cool. And I think those guys are just phenomenal shot makers that complement each other really well. They're both point guards, but they're both kind of – they both have a good understanding of when to pass, when to shoot. And then you look at the rest of their roster, you know, they have a nice mix of size and shooting. And, you know, the thing about St. Mary's is they do the exact same thing year in and year out. No matter what their personnel is, they grind it out. They have a slow pace. They run pretty much the same offensive sets and defensive system every single year. Opponents know exactly what they're going to get from St. Mary's, But St. Mary's is phenomenal at executing it, and they're incredibly well coached. I think Randy Bennett's one of the best coaches in the country. I think he's underrated to this day. And I really think that this could be the best St. Mary's team ever.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I've always find teams like that a little dangerous. Those teams that really, really can control tempo. If you can be successful at that, that makes a really dangerous team in the tournament.
Oh, 100%. I mean, a lot of teams that have a slow pace, they just kind of hold on to the ball and then they take whatever shot they can get late in the shot clock. But it seems like they always get really good shots late in the shot clock. Yeah, they just really understand what they're doing and they don't kind of mess around. And that can be scary, you know. What I'm interested to see with St. Mary's is how do they handle teams that are more kind of ISO heavy.
Right.
Teams that can kind of beat them one-on-one, teams that are more athletic than them, that's when they can get into trouble. But they're just so good at executing what they do that I really think that they have a shot, you know, to go far. I mean, this is a team, as successful as they've been, they've only made it past the first weekend of the NCAA tournament once under Randy Bennett, and that was in 2010. And I very much think that they could do it for the first time since 2010 this year.
We talked about the two teams on top of this conference. There are two teams playing tonight to try to keep their hopes alive of winning this thing and getting an automatic bid. But does either one of these teams, is there anything else? Is there something about BYU or San Francisco that they need to show? Are they on the bubble? Are they out of the bubble? How have the bracket guys viewed those two teams in terms of their resume so far?
Yeah, I don't think either of them is an NCAA tournament team. I don't think either of them is particularly close. In fact, I don't think USF's even an NIT team. BYU's probably an NIT team. But I'd have to take a deeper look at that. But I think that both of these teams would probably need to win the WCC tournament to make the NCAA tournament. And that feels incredibly unlikely. This just feels like a year where it's truly a top two, you know, it's truly a two-bid league. You know, St. Mary's and Gonzaga have been in a world of their own, a class of their own. Santa Clara had a really nice run there late in the regular season and felt like they might have a chance to pull something off, but to go out and lose in their first game in the WCC tournament to USF, they're looking like an NIT team. USF is a team that I was really excited about entering the season. Obviously, they made their first tournament in 24 years last year. You know, they promoted their assistant, Chris Gerlofson, and then they had a really good offseason. They went and got all these transfers, like high-profile transfers, and they just haven't been as good as I thought they were going to be for whatever reason. Now, maybe they could surprise us, but I really would be shocked if they pulled off the upset against Gonzaga.
Yeah. What about from BYU's standpoint? It's two kind of close games against St. Mary's. I know one was at least 1 point. I think the other was 7 or 8. So is there any desperation angle that the Cougars have tonight where they've played this team twice and felt like there was a level of competitiveness against St. Mary's?
Yeah, I mean, BYU is kind of like St. Mary's in the sense that they kind of do the same stuff every year and they're always going to at least be good, you know? And
right.
they have these guys who are older, more seasoned than their opponents. And yeah, it wouldn't shock me if they beat St. Mary's. I think it's much more plausible that BYU beats St. Mary's than USF beats Gonzaga. And keep in mind that, you know, this is BYU's last game. This is their last year ever, potentially last game ever in the WCC. And, you know, that can be kind of an added motivation. You know, we want to end this run on a high note.
Right. Let's go back to Gonzaga for a second and just the larger picture with them. It's how much does Mark Few deflect or embrace the national championship pressure that he has had built at that program for the last couple of years?
I think he's handled it as well as you can, you know, but every year that goes by and they make it far and don't win a national championship, it becomes more and more of a conversation. You know, that definitely feels like it's the last thing they need to do to really solidify themselves as one of the all-time great programs. And I would be, I feel like you're not hearing that as much this year, just because I don't think very many people expect them to even be in that conversation right. this year. Just, they're just not as good as past teams. But, you know, it's such a wide open year. Like, anything could happen. There's no team as good as that Baylor team that routed them, you know, a couple years ago. Yep. Like, that team does not exist this year. So it could happen.
Connor, good stuff, my man. Appreciate it. Enjoy Las Vegas and the semifinal games tonight at the Orleans Arena for the WCC tournament. Appreciate your time.
Of course. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it. Connor Letourneau, San Francisco Chronicle. And yeah, it can. It's been amazing. We're going to talk a little bit about this, but we do have that news about Derek Carr that we want to get to coming up. Looks like it is solidified that he will be a New Orleans Saint, so we'll talk about that. But I do want to address the Gonzaga pressure situation when we come back, because, again, a team that is still in the top 10 is being looked at as, yeah, what's going on with you? What's wrong? But they did it.